Hi, this is a dictation for new patient. Is it Brandon Young, BRANDONYOUNG, date of birth 6/3/1986, date of accident 3/9/2021, date of services 3/7/2022. Mr. Brandon Young has a chief complaint of pain in the right shoulder and right side of the neck and right side of the lower back with radiation to the right upper thigh. Severe pain on a scale of 1 to 10 with difficulty lifting the arm on the right side. The cause of the symptoms is alleged to be an accident by the patient. The accident occurred on March 9th, 2021 at around 2 a.m. He was a restaurant driver in 99 Les Sabre alone in the car and was hit by 2003 Cherokee car. His car was traveling at 30 miles an hour and the approximate speed of the other car was only 5 miles an hour. He was wearing seatbelts. Airbags did not deploy at the time of accident and there was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. The accident actually occurred in Detroit at Linwood and West Grand Avenue. According to the patient description, the patient was traveling northbound Linwood and the other driver was traveling eastbound on West Grand Avenue and he hit his car in a T-bone fashion passenger side after jumping a stop sign. The patient was not taken to the hospital on the day of accident. Patient reports that both the cars were totaled due to this impact. The windshield was broken and a door was broken. And the impact led to his impact of left side of his body to the left door. He flew across actually inside the car. His neck got whiplashed. The patient reported the ambulance did come to the scene, but he was not into the hospital to the ER for evaluation. Initially, he used to have headaches, left-sided, but they got better since then. There's been almost a year when this accident happened. The patient also underwent a IME examination on December 2nd, 2021, that I have currently reviewed. History of presenting illness, patient is suffering from a right side of the neck and the right shoulder. Limitation of abduction to 110 degrees. Pain level is 10. He also reports of pain in the lower back at 10 with radiation to the right lateral part of the buttock and the thigh on the right side up to the knee. His headaches and knee pains are now completely better. These pains are present continuously as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, punishing, aching. The patient describes highest intensity is from 7 to 10 and he reports that his ADA is involving most of the activity factor 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, standing, walking, driving and improved by lying down. And they are associated with muscle weakness, numbness, tingling, pins and needle of the right thigh and leg, and not associated with bowel bladder incontinence. In addition, sleep and mood are affected, but patient does not have any issue with the homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts, and does not have any PTSD and anxiety depression associated with it. He has moderate difficulty in walking, but usually he says currently he can walk up to a mile. But initially, he used to have a lot of difficulty. He can sit up to 15-20 minutes without pain, stand 15-20 minutes without pain, and sleep for 5 to 6 hours. He also reports weakness, lightheadedness in addition. ADLs that are reported as running, home chores and laundry, doing yard and vacuuming at 10 out of 10, and cooking in the kitchen is 8, while ability to lift dinner plate is 7. He also reports eating, feeding, and opening containers are affected, 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. Rest of the ADLs are not affected according to the patient. He has had, so far, MRI, CT scan, EMGs from previous medical care. The history of past treatment is as follows. The patient reports that the accident occurred at 2 a.m. on the day of 3-9-2021, and he did not go to see any doctor. But next day, he went to a pain doctor at a joint and spine, 9 o'clock in the morning, an MRI of the shoulder and lower back ordered, MRI, and then EMG was done. And physical therapy has continued for more than a year. And patient reports 30 to 40% improvement. However, his sleep is still affected. He has used tense unit, and he has not used any chiropractor or acupunctures or biofeedback mechanism. He has had epidural. It reports 1, which did not help. System review is all unremarkable except neurological disorder, where back pain, neck pain, injury, and headaches are checked, but they are not currently present. Past surgical history is none. Allergy is none. Family history is non-remarkable. Mother, father are living. Siblings are living. No medical problems. Relationship status, patient lives alone. No kids, single. Employment status, patient is a massage therapist at a massage green, and he works full time even now. But he was unemployed due to the pain. Disability history, patient is fully disabled. For last 1 year since due to the accidental pain. Legal history, patient has JC Auto Law as the lawyer representing his case. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not use drink drugs. His general activity, mood, work, and sleep, enjoyment of life are especially affected. 10, ability to concentrate in relationship with other people is 9. Physical examination is always the blood pressure is 190 over 130, heart rate is 62, respiratory rate is 19, temperature is 96.9, height is 6 feet, weight 190, pulse ox is 99. The patient is a 35-year-old African-American male. Of a good built nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, phlegmic colonicia. He's sitting comfortably and well built, well nourished. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain faces are noticed. He does not appear to be severely anxious, lethargic. The patient has a good attitude, demeanor, and is able to walk reasonably well with without using any adaptive devices. Physical examination from the template, please use rest of the examination for neurological examination and musculature examination, which are completely normal. Gait is normal. Muscular skeleton examination is completely normal in inspection and palpation. Spine tenderness, minimal tenderness of the left sacroiliac joint is noticed. Other than that, the spine is normal. Normal, no hypertonicity and no muscle spasm. Range of motions of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine range of motions are also normal at forward flexion 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 35, extension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lermit test is negative, dissection test negative, Soto Hall test negative, thoracic spine roots test is negative, slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernig test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg raise test is negative, Breger test is negative, Kemp test negative, Babinski sign is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, left-sided sacroiliac joint is mildly tender, but standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test negative, dissection test is negative. The Faber test was found to be positive and Gonsalin test was positive. Trendelberg sign is negative. The Faber test and Gonsalin test are positive on the right side. extremities examination, except for the right shoulder. Rest of the extremities are completely normal with no pedal edema or tenderness, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, no varicose veins. Range of motion for all of the joints except right shoulder are completely normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. Gait is normal. Patient is not using any cane or adapter device. Examination of the right shoulder reveals that the pain is the on inspection. The joint shoulder joint is completely normal, and on patient there are no tender points or contusions. And on range of motion, right shoulder examination, range of motions are slightly limited. Abduction is 110 degrees, but no crepitus or any grinding noise felt on active and passive motion of the shoulder. Muscle strength is 5x5. Special test was conducted. Harkin-Kennedy test was found positive. Speed test, near tests are negative. Anterior posterior apprehension is negative. Anterior tense test is negative. Drop arm test is negative. Diagnosis. V89.2 XXT 110. Ligaments M54.0, upper extremity right shoulder M25.511, M75.30, 75.50, S43.432D. Sacroiliac spine M46.1, M53.3, S33.5XXA. Plan of care is according to the protocol, and the review of the IME exam is conducted. The IME was done on December 2nd, 2021 by Dr. Carlo Adams. According to him, the history is already similar that has been provided. It is informed that the patient initially saw Dr. James Reese, and shoulder report of the left shoulder was completely normal, and thoracic MRI is normal. Lumbar spine MRI is also negative with some L5 S1 disc narrowing and facet degenerative changes. Left hip MRI was negative. We do not have the report of the accident police report. However, the patient has enjoyed a 1 year of physical therapy. He also saw physicians at joint and spine specialists. Initially, he used to have pain in the pain in the left shoulder, lower back, mid back, left arm, headaches, left hip, bilateral pain, most of which have already got cured, and only some pain in the left shoulder. And to the dictation department, please make sure that all the examination was for the left shoulder, not right. And also the left sacroiliac joint was the positively tender, and left sided Faber test, Gonsolin test was positive. Could you please make sure that it is the left side, not the right side, if I accidentally dictated. Thank you. Treatment plan. The upon review of all the MRIs for lumbar and thoracic and the left hip MRI as well as left shoulder MRI are all unremarkable for any damage, and MRI for the knee is also negative. Only positive finding is a Harkin-Kennedy test for superior supraspinatus testing was positive for the left shoulder, and hence we will continue investigating. I also believe that possibly there could be a issue with the cervical spine that has never been checked with the MRI for flexion with LR view will be ordered. And an MRI for brain with neuromotor study has never been ordered. That will be ordered also for this visit. And the treatment plan will consist of the following. We have received the reports on the physical therapy that has been ordered. I have ordered the physical therapy to continue 2 times per week for now, for this month, before completely removing it. Disability will continue in a light duty, 7 hours, 7 days with 10-pound restriction, housework replacement and transportation help only. Medication-wise, patients provide following medication, naproxen 500 twice a day to provide anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. Elevil, 50 milligram at night, 60 tablets. Flexeril, 10 milligram at night, and 30 tablets. Lidocaine gel, 3%, 200 gram for topical pain relief. Furoset, 1 or 2 every 6 hour, PRN for headaches. Gabapentin, 600 milligram every 12 hours to relieve the numbness and tingling patients reporting on. Narcotic pain medication, Tylenol with codeine number 3 every 12 hour, PRN, 15 tablets are provided for now. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psych, fitness club are all okay. Review of the available MRI, I already reported earlier. Interventional pain procedures, left-sided sacroiliac joint injection could be beneficial to the patient because the fever test is positive. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation is not required. Provision of attended care casework is not warranted. Okay. Past medical records have been reviewed. IME exam was reviewed. Investigations. I've ordered a MRI of the brain with neuroquant study and SWIs to identify any brain trauma. MRI for cervical spine with flexion reagent I've ordered to identify any trauma to the cervical spine leading to the pain in the shoulder. DM. Patient already has all the DMAs, but we have he informed that his back brace was stolen. So I provided with the back brace tense unit. We have also provided a traction device for the neck as well as cervical collar that the patient did not have. Education is just weight loss program, yes, disability. The patient is provided with a limited light duty. Follow visit in 10 days and direct contact. Thank you.